It's Thursday, the 26th of September, and I'm Tonata Kavila with your 1 p.m. news. Over 130 hippos are stranded in the muddy waters of Munambeza Pond in the Zambezi region due to a prolonged drought. Munambeza is a third pond along the Chobe River, bordering Botswana, where hippos have become trapped. So far, five hippos have died. Ministry of Environment, Forestry and Tourism spokesperson Romeo Muyunda has an update.
The ministry is intervening where a number of hippos are stranded in mud pools after the water in those pools evaporated. The situation is basically caused by the drought situation that we found ourselves in as a country, leading to water ponds drying out and hippos being stranded in some of these pools. The pools that we know of so far are three on the eastern side of the Zambezi region. The ministry has since started drilling a borehole for these hippos so that we are able to pump water into that pond for them to survive.
COSATU is urging the National Energy Regulator of South Africa to reject Eskom's controversial multi-year revenue application up until 2028. The power utilities application proposes a 36.15% hike during the 2026 financial year, 11.81% in 2027, and then another 9.10% in 2028. COSATU spokesperson Zanele Sabela.
More must be done to end pilferage in Eskom. If these agreed to Eskom social compact commitments are not honored, then Eskom will continue to dump the bill for its mismanagement on already highly indebted workers and a battered, growthless economy.
Floods in Nigeria have devastated crops that could have fed 8.5 million people for 6 months. That's according to the Food and Agriculture Organization. Bloomberg reports that the floods hit just as the harvest season began, submerging farmland in Africa's most populous country. From further afield, President Vladimir Putin warned the West on Wednesday that Russia could use nuclear weapons if it was struck with conventional missiles and that Moscow would consider any assault on it, supported by a nuclear power, to be a joint attack. Vladimir Zoldatkin for Reuters.
В части определения условий применения ядерного. Обновленные редакции документа.
The updated version of the document proposes that aggression against Russia by any non-nuclear weapon state, but with the participation or support of a nuclear weapon state, should be regarded as a joint attack on the Russian Federation. The conditions for Russia's transition to the use of nuclear weapons are also clearly defined. We will consider such a possibility as soon as we receive reliable information about a massive launch of aerospace attack means and their crossing of our state border, meaning strategic or tactical aircraft, cruise missiles, drones, hypersonic missiles and other aircraft.
Беспилотники, гиперзвуковые и другие летательные аппараты.
And finally, the Roads Authority and the Namibian Police Force are celebrating Road Safety Day today, focusing on preparations for the festive season. The event offers vehicle owners free testing to ensure their vehicles are roadworthy before the holiday travel period. Here's the spokesperson of the Roads Authority, Hileni Philemon.
We are moving towards the festive season, so we are already starting with our road safety awareness campaign. Mobile vehicle testing stations will be participating in a joint law enforcement engagement with the Windhoek City Police and the Namibian Police Traffic Unit. This mobile testing station will be at the City Police headquarters, so our vehicle station will be stationed there. We are just requesting all motorists to use this opportunity to make a turn at these sites and to have a free roadworthy test. We just want to make sure that your vehicle is safe.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Feature Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.